Hey folks, Scott Weingart here. This is a quick Q&A session. I call this episode The Two Roms. The first Rom is Dr. Ram Reddy, an emergency physician from Canada. And he writes with a question, and you can see the entirety of it in the show notes. But he asks, that traumatic awake intubation thing you spoke about? Seems kind of clever on its face, but, if you don't get great topicalization, then you're going to look like a jackass when your patient starts gagging and retching and then you have to do a crash RSI. So is this really a great idea? And here's the key to at least my vision of a trauma awake intubation, and really any awake intubation, is you topicalize, but you don't go for it after you topicalize. You test. And the way I test is with a Yankauer suction. So you get in there, you spray some of your lidocaine with a MAD device if you have one, and you see where you got. Put that Yankauer in. If they gag, you need more anesthesia. And if they don't, then you're probably good to go. That's what I did in that elderly female I was speaking about in the previous podcast, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And surprisingly, I didn't really even need to nebulize for more than a minute or two. Gave her a couple of sprays of the MAD, and she was fully topicalized. Now, why is that? Well, when I sat down and thought about it, it's because she has no spit in her mouth. These shock patients are remarkably dry. Their oral mucosa dries out due to the epinephrine. They're really easy to topicalize, is what I've found. But that's the key, Ram. And I agree with you. You just as easily could substitute a modified RSI with a low dose of sedative agent, a higher dose of your paralytic, maybe have a little push dose pressor standing by, and that would work fine too. Now, the key that we didn't mention in the podcast is what you do after the intubation is probably more important than what you did beforehand, because you're switching them from negative pressure to positive pressure ventilation. You do not want to put these patients on high tidal volumes or frequent respiratory rates or high PEEP. You want to leave them with permissive hypercapnia, because that's going to limit the amount of time they're on positive pressure ventilation, therefore limit the hemodynamically negative effects of being on the ventilator. So until you get those patients resuscitated, leave them on very low ventilatory settings. So, Dr. Reddy, I hope that answers your question. If not, send me another email. Now, the question from the second Ram is Ram Parekh, one of my former critical care specialists and now an attending at Elmhurst Hospital with me. And Ram talks about a case where that a patient with severe respiratory acidosis. It was a COPD-er. Patient had a CO2 of like 130 and a commensurate low pH. And he asked, well, do you have to worry about these guys and do the special things with intubation you do with the severe metabolic acidoses? And the answer is not really. Because even though these patients might have a pH of 6.9, 7.0 and a ridiculously high CO2, the way they got there is by not breathing. Their minute ventilation is ridiculously low. The apnea you induce during your intubation attempt is really not all that much different than they were experiencing before your intubation, unlike the metabolic acidosis player who was compensating with remarkably high minute ventilation. And then you come along, you push your sedative and paralytic, and you have that apneic period where they're not breathing at all. That's going to lose their compensation entirely. So no, you don't need to worry as much for intubating the severe respiratory acidosis. That being said, Dr. Parekh in this case put the patient on BiPAP beforehand to blow off some of that CO2. I think that's a great idea. I love it. But yes, you do have to have some concern, but not nearly as much concern for the severe respiratory acidosis than the severe metabolic acidosis when performing intubation. All right, that's all for the Q&A session. We're going to do these periodically if I get questions worth talking about for all of my listeners. And that's it for today. Bye-bye.